What a day for the New York Islanders. Again, Hunter Highwell on the Full Press Islanders podcast. A beautiful win for the Islanders at UBS Arena. Great news out of Philadelphia as the Flyers come back. They beat the Panthers. Everything that could have happened yesterday, I was in love with. Obviously, we probably had the save of the year last night with Ilya Sorokin. Sent the fans into a frenzy. I'll never forget my friend Joe's reaction as Gustafson is coming down the left side and Sorokin just throws up his stick as a Hail Mary, just please hit it. My friend Joe, I just remember seeing him go, oh! It was an amazing, the greatest save I've ever seen live. The fans last night were into it, and it was so great to see all the Maple Leaf fans who came out just walking out of the stadium, leaving with about 5 minutes left, because the Maple Leafs won the first period 1-0, and from that point on, the Islanders scored seven. They scored seven goals. Oh my God. It was just everything that we needed to happen happened yesterday. Remember what we talked about? A couple of the players that we spotlighted on last week's show, we were saying like, hey, we need some of these guys to keep stepping up and keep doing more. Hudson Fashing, huge goal to go up 2-1. Zach Parise scored a goal 4-on-4, his 19th of the season. He's so close to 20. He's making league minimum. And he's got almost 20 goals. Obviously, the biggest problem of last night we're going to get into. Before we get off of the happy train, we do have to mention that Brock Nelson was hurt. And we do have to wait for an update because obviously Lane Lambert after the game, he doesn't really say anything. Oh, you know, I haven't gotten an update. I haven't seen him. You're the head coach. Of course you've seen him. But that's just the Lou Lamoureux, hey, I'm going to lie to you because I don't want the fans to know anything that's really going on. But let's go into a little bit of a breakdown of the game, and I'm really confused as to why this Brock Nelson hit wasn't at the very least, a two-minute penalty. How can you tell me that that is not a penalty? That is clear-cut boarding. He has his back turned to the play, and I believe it was Gustafson or Bunting, one or the other. They just come in and they just rail him into the boards face first. And he comes right out of the game. How can you tell me that that's not a penalty? That's literally the definition of boarding. That's what Gary Bettman goes around saying, like, we need to get this stuff out of the game. How? How are you going to get it out of the game if when someone gets hit like that, you're just going to turn around and be like, ah, you know, I'm going to play on, boys. Let's make it happen. Like, that's ridiculous. And then, obviously, the Islanders, we thought that the game was kind of falling apart. When the Maple Leafs score, and then towards the end of the first period, they get the power play because Romanov puts his stick out and Mitch Marner jumped over his stick. So the referee was like, well, we'll say intense to trip. Why not? But then they kind of got like a makeup call where they made it 4-on-4. So I'll take it. And that led to the Parise goal. But last night's performance was what we've been looking for. It wasn't the letdown spot that the Capitals game was. It wasn't the penalty fest that the Kings game was. You know what it was? It was a hard-nosed, good-fought win. Obviously, Sorokin came up with key saves, and this is exactly what it's going to take if we're going to make the playoffs, and we're going to go deep in the playoffs. You're going to need guys like Hudson Fashing to score a goal. You're going to need guys like Simon Holmstrom to come up with a big goal. Holmstrom had a huge goal in this game. Kind of put the game out of reach. And I know Bo Horvat didn't have a point in this game, but that guy works hard, man. And you know what his biggest job was last night? His biggest job was literally just to man Mark Tavares and not let him out of his sight. They were matching up that Tavares-Bo Horvat line, and the Islanders won that battle because, yeah, Tavares had a couple of good opportunities, but they were all either blocked or there was a stick on it because Bo Horvat was told, hey, go out there, win faceoffs, and make sure JT doesn't do anything. And I do have to say, one thing that really bothered me about last night was the chance of we don't need you. Like, I am all about still not liking the guy. I don't like the guy on a hockey basis. But we have to move on at some point, guys. It was 5 years ago. 5 years since he left. And let's not be so caught up in the moment that it was so fun that we beat the Maple Leafs because we beat John Tavares. No, we beat one of the best teams in the NHL in a game that we had to have because Florida lost. Now, they're, what, two games behind us? And we have a five-point lead on them? Last night could not have gone any better. And I do want to keep spotlighting the players on this roster that people would say, like, you look around the NHL and people would say, like, Hudson Fashing? Simon Holmstrom. Even the fourth line, like Cal Clutterbuck getting two goals. And he was on hat-trick watch for a while. And they put him out there with like a minute to go in the game. I thought they were just going to basically tell him, like, hey, ride it out. But he played like a 20-second shift, chipped it in. He didn't really care about the hat-trick. Like, he even says it in the game, like in the post-game. Like, in the post-game when everybody was asking him, like, does it bother you your games on ESPN and PK Subban called you guys boring? He's literally like, no. No, I literally don't care. But that's what you need. These guys, the leaders of this team, play well, and then you get those key contributions up and down the lineup. It's huge. It's huge. And also, it's big because this back-to-back against two teams that are very beatable, to get this win against Toronto, you just solidify it. You go in, you kick the snot out of the Blue Jackets, you come home, you beat down the lousy Sabres, and you keep going along your way because we're running out of time. We're running out of games, and the best part is the games played, the gap is closing. And last night's performance gives me confidence, it gives you confidence that the team could actually go on a run here. And it's possible that we're not going to run into the buzzsaw called the Boston Bruins. It's possible it's not going to happen. Like, how amazing would that be? Obviously, we still got some work to do, and now we're going to get into the Brock Nelson stuff, because before we go, we have to talk about the Nelson injury and what it could mean. Obviously, Nelson, to me, he's our best player. I know everybody likes to say Barzal, and everybody likes to be happy about Matt Barzal, but this goes into what's going on with the rest of the season. This team has been nothing but injured all year long, and they're still here. And without Nelson, they scored 7 goals last night. Obviously, that is not sustainable success, because the reason why some of the guys at the bottom are contributing is because Nelson at the top, guy has 30 goals. He's going to have 60 to 70 points again this year, as if he comes back. We obviously don't know what the injury is. It's kind of like what I mentioned yesterday, where it took them 2 months to tell us that Matt Barzal is not skated yet. How long is it going to be until they tell us what's wrong with Brock Nelson? Now, it's good that they have a couple days off here. They have today off. They have tomorrow off. And then they're going to have to play a back-to-back, which kind of stinks. But they're trying to just get these games done. I don't know what the rationale was for the NHL. They play too many games to begin with. 82 games is too many games in a regular season. For a game that's so physical and so hard-hitting... That's another thing. Speaking of hard hitting, how about Matt Martin last night? Matt Martin got into a fight. I forgot who he got into the fight with, but basically the guy in the Maple Leafs was like, I'm gonna go after their biggest tough guy, and I'm gonna try to change the momentum, and I'm just gonna let them know that if we're gonna get blown out, we're not gonna get blown out without pride. Well, Matt Martin literally put him down in about 5 seconds. They were kind of just like, you know, throwing a couple, like, you know, left-hand jabs, like, kind of just, like, shrugging the jersey around. And then Matt Martin just came out with the rights. Just 1, 2, 3. And that was something yesterday that kind of came down earlier on in the day about the QMJHL, the Junior League. They threw fighting out of the game. And that's what fighting is there for. I'm happy that the pre-scheduled fighting, and I'm pretty sure that almost every hockey fan will agree with me, the pre-scheduled fights are gone. And it's a good thing that they're gone. There is absolutely no need anymore for the, hey, we're going to go tonight, right? We're going to go tonight, like, first face-off. Like, we don't need that anymore. Fighting is good because in the emotion of the game, the Maple Leafs are getting beat down, the Islanders are winning, and the Maple Leafs are thinking to themselves, like, we can't just go out without anything. We need to be able to show that we have some backbone. And that's what fighting is there for. Or let's say the Nelson hit last night, the board, if one of the Islanders is on the ice and he wants to go fight the guy that hit him, he should be allowed to do that. It shouldn't be, oh, you're suspended 5 games for fighting. Like, I hate to say, like, you know, we're not soccer, we're not this sport, we're not that sport, but the great thing about hockey is that you can police yourselves. And last night's game was the Maple Leafs wanted to show that they had some backbone. And credit to whoever it was that fought Matt Martin, credit to him, because he knew, I'm not going to win this fight, but I want to show that my team has some guts. And good on him for doing that, because last night's game was a rout for the Islanders. And I want to just spotlight, too, the crowd. Because yesterday I said I want the crowd to be into it. I want them to show that we love what this team has done. We want to show that we care about this team, our love and passion for the team. And that's what yesterday showed, man. Yesterday, the fans were into it. They were chanting. The drums from the Bull and Orange Army were going crazy. Everybody was nuts yesterday. And that's what we need. If we're going to keep going on this playoff chug, guys, we're going to need to keep showing up. We're going to need to keep showing that same energy, that same intensity that won us the game last night. It's going to be massive for this team's success. Because the one thing that helped us about the Coliseum, remember the Maple Leafs game where John Tavares came back? The first time. I remember I was at that game. That was the most intense game I've ever been to. I've been to a lot of playoff games. Like the most intense regular season game I've ever been to. It was like close to game four against Tampa. That's how intense that game was. And what really caught me off guard were the quotes after the game. It really looked like that the Maple Leafs were not ready for that environment that day. And that's what we need to keep doing. These teams that are coming in here, I want them to be afraid to take the ice. I want them to be, because that's a real thing. You hear players all the time talk about places that they don't like to play in. I want players to be like, get me out of here. You want to get under their skin. They say we're not a part of the game as fans, but we are. We're the intensity. We're the atmosphere. 2020, if it taught us anything, it taught us that the fans count. And last night's game kind of showed that to me. Again, that fans make a difference. A huge win for the Islanders last night. Really great performance. We have to beat Columbus on Friday. And then you got to come home and show that energy on Saturday night and beat the Sabres at 5 o'clock. Another great win for the Islanders. Depth scoring. Some of the premier players chipped in. We got a goal from a defenseman, whether it be an empty net goal or not. Dobson also got an assist. Quarterback with two goals, almost had a hat trick. Great win. Tomorrow, we're going to start the preview of the Columbus Blue Jackets and this back-to-back. We're going to get ready for it because huge weekend for the Islanders getting towards the playoffs. But until tomorrow, this is Hunter Highwall again on the Full Press Islanders podcast.